Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hi. What's your name? Are you a balloon?
I'm not a balloon. I still don't, I don't know the where Lynch got that, but it's a great drop.
Yeah, it sure was.
Hi, I'm a balloon.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
Someone out there has to know the context, right?
A balloon? Light as a feather? No.
Hey, so we had another surprise trade over the weekend.
Yeah.
And that was, Desmond Bane.
I know.
Nice player, but I mean, come on, is that really that big of a deal?
Well, it's like when Bridges got traded, he went for 5 1s, never made an all-star team. Desmond Bane has never been an all-star, and he got traded for 4 picks and a swap. So, I guess, Orlando clearly thinks he's the third component to a championship-level team. You got, Pablo and then old Franz. And now
they do need some scoring.
And I guess you get, you can't shoot for a lick. So you had a guy that shoots like 41% from the three. And
outside of Pablo. All I'm saying is we would probably not be talking much about a Desmond Bane trade.
Yeah.
Were it not for just how much Memphis got in return.
Yeah.
How much the Magic gave up.
Yeah.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Unprotected ones.
We keep getting told that like this new CBA, it's like we need young, cheap talent on rookie contracts, and yet people are still like, here's 17,000 picks. I don't care. We're gonna win. We're gonna win now.
No, I saw somebody talking about it. I think it was one of the Laker guys on social media saying, we really got to stop overreacting to the quantity of these.
You want quality, right?
Of these.
The picks.
Well, not just the picks, but just the quantity of assets that go in a trade and really look at the quality over the quantity. And he's right about that.
Because Orlando was 41-41. They play in the crappy East. They add Bane. They think they're going to be a top three seed in the East. So most of those picks are going to be in the 20s. And what do you think about a first round pick in the 20? You're like, the Phoenix pick should be good because Phoenix is going to blow it up. They're going to stink. So you think that pick's going to be good. But for the most part, those are late first round picks. But again, I've been told by, and again, I'm not a super NBA guy, but I keep getting told that second round picks and late first round picks matter now because you have to build young depth. Well, apparently no one cares, because every time you hear that, then someone trades a bunch of picks and they're like, well, those don't mean anything anyways. So, for a league that was supposed to not be able to compile players in big threes anymore, it feels like everyone's still trying to get big threes and big fours.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of GMs who just, particularly if they're close or think they're getting close, they don't care about draft picks.
Mm.
I mean, that's the one thing. They'll pay you.
I guess
a million of them.
Is Orlando close?
I think they feel good about. Well, and the other thing was Pablo Banchero came out and he was frustrated.
Yeah,
he said, "Give me some help," and he's awesome.
Yeah,
so they have to listen to him. If you want to keep him happy,
you went out and got him,
and they got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope too in his contract. Oh my God, have you seen that dude's deal?
No,
they gave him he has $50 million left on his deal. I think 2 years.
And how?
What?
Well, welcome to the
world. Who the hell paid him that much? God.
I think he won. He won a title in Denver. I think that's.
Yeah, but he's a role player.
But that's the thing, is he's a role player in Denver.
Well, he's a role player, period. He's always,
he's like microwave bench scoring. It's like, it doesn't feel, I know he can start, but that just does not feel like that's worth it.
Yeah, he got a 3-year, let's see, what'd they pay him? That old son of a bitch. They paid him.
Well, and then for the Blazers, people were bummed because everyone always thought that the Anthony Simons to Orlando was going to make sense because they needed shooting and they needed scoring. So the fact that they gave up 5 first-round picks, I'm assuming that Anthony Simons is not going to Orlando.
So. It's actually pretty neat.
Searching. What exactly are you searching for?
I just wanted to see Caldwell Pope's deal. 3 years, $66 million they gave him. What a terrible contract.
Yeah. It's a lot of cake.
He averages like 7 points a game. This is like the new Myers Leonard.
Well, I think the idea is like, I mean, I guess
with inflation, Leonard got $10 million a year back then. Yeah, with inflation, $22 million a year. Yeah, for a role guy.
Well, and like if you're bringing him in to be a role guy for Memphis, like, does Memphis feel like they're close? Like, so you're
no, I think. Well, see, there's the other thing is
Memphis getting ready to deal Morant and just go through a screw it?
I think there are some people who think that. And that's where I bring up, if you're a Blazer fan, would you?
Yeah, someone was saying, I didn't hear everything, but Danny and Dusty were, I guess Anthony Simons had posted some, he had posted some.
Are we doing a cryptic social media thing?
Yeah, there was a cryptic social media thing. And so people were somehow, I don't, you know, social media, I'm just like, oh my God. I hate when players tweet or like post cryptic things. And then when people infer what it is, and the players are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, hey, Dip, you knew exactly what you were doing.
Or ask the, or get frustrated like they're out of line for asking. Then don't put something out there.
But yeah, there was some sort of, apparently there was some sort of thing, the question was, is Anthony Simon saying that Ja Morant is the next target for the Blazers? And the answer to that is yes.
Why wouldn't he be?
Was it like a gun emoji or something?
I don't care. If you have the ability to go out and get Ja Morant, who made Memphis a top four seed, yes, go get Ja Morant.
But he's a nice player, but he is
he's an idiot.
Grade A bonehead.
Of course,
like,
he is.
I don't know that you want that.
It's better than.
Well, that's where we're at. No, I don't think you need Ja Morant. I mean, you do need Ja Morant's ability, but I wouldn't go after Ja Morant.
Come on, all the gun toting ways, he'll fit in great here in Portland. What are you talking about?
No, he won't.
Yes, we've done it before. We're all about
exactly.
That. Let's do it.
That's exactly what pissed off half of your fan base.
Bring him back. Let's go. Come on, Ja.
Put him with Derek Queen.
Yes. Bring it on.
Although to get him, you probably have to trade the Derek Queen pick.
He do pay us the money.
Well, I'm assuming to get Ja, you'd probably have to. It would probably be Denny would be involved. I mean, and here's
Denny Avdia.
And here's where Blazer fans,
superstar.
Here's where Blazer fans are going to get
what a joke.
Ja Morant is an all NBA player. Yes, Ja Morant comes with some baggage, and Blazer fan will be like, what are you talking about? Denny's better than Ja. So what about Sharp? No. You never deal Shane Sharp for Ja. Are you kidding me? You know the potential? Meanwhile, you've got an all-NBA player, and I promise you, like, half of Blazer Nation thinks that Denny and Sharp are both better. They're like, you know what we'll do? Anthony Simons straight across. Done. There's your deal. Anthony Simons and one pick, and maybe we'll take Ja Morant. Ja Morant is so good. Yes, he's an idiot, but Ja Morant is
I
think
good.
You got to take the chance to get him on the straight and narrow if you've got it.
Yes.
What if I could give you Ja Zion? Ja Zion. You build around Ja and Zion.
I want no part of Zion.
I don't want any part of Ja.
I would have way more of a part in Ja than Zion. Ja at least seems like he can keep himself in basketball.
What if the Blazers got them both?
It'd be fun.
It'd be fun.
I'm not going to lie.
You think that'd be fun?
It'd be frustrating because Zion would never play.
Yes. It would be, but it would be, for a brief moment, it would be so tantalizing. But yes, to me, I understand that Ja is a bonehead, but there is a big difference between Ja Morant being a jackass and Zion, who can't keep it in his pants, seemingly has a new sexual weird porn star lawsuit thing happening every other day. And he also can't keep anything edible out of his mouth. And he just never plays.
No, Portland,
I want nothing to do with Zion. Ja is an entirely different animal.
Do you think that if you added the IQs of Zion, Ja, and Derek Queen, they would equal Steph Curry's?
Probably not. I'm guessing no.
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 And there would be why I don't like any of them.
I understand. Totally understand.
Ja, I could get far more behind than Zion, though.
So the idea is that Memphis may, because it was a stunner of a trade, so they may now be pulling the chute.
Yeah.
And
well, there was some talk when, remember,
just stockpiling picks and trading Ja
and doing the Oklahoma City thing.
Restarting.
Dude, if Desmond Bane gets you 5 picks, what does second team All-NBA Ja Morant get you? Oh, my God. And there was some talk when Nico pulled the trigger on Luka the scuttlebutt was they just did not believe that Luka was worth the Supermax, which is what you have to pay these guys. And I forget who it was, but one of the NBA scribes said, keep an eye on John Morant in Memphis, who is in line for these new Supermaxes. Dude, they're going to be paying guys like $80 million a year. And they said, keep an eye on that, because there is some people in Memphis that do not believe that you can entrust John Morant with whatever, $80 million a year. And they said, if Morant ends up getting dealt, it's going to be another Luka type situation where they're like, we just can't tie our future to this for years and years. And so, you know, all of a sudden we come here and there's some, you know, scuttlebutt here. You know, maybe Morant is indeed a 20. How old is he? 20 dumb. Yeah, a 25-year-old all-NBA player that could be available.
What now, Jaren Jackson? I'm in. If you can get your hands on that guy.
Yeah.
He's nice.
Someone said, yeah, Nike would keep John line here in Portland, right? Get...
Oh, yeah,
I just think having his dad, T. Morant, on the sidelines would be electric. Him as stunner shades.
Hey,
did we not learn anything?
We haven't had anything interesting with that Blazer team in years. Say what you will about Zach Randolph, but the Hoops family was at least interesting. We had little Rob here, you know, guns in the locker room and some late night races and, you know, occasional dogfight. You know what? Let's make Portland great again. Let's assemble them all. Let's just assemble a team full of sketchy characters, mix them in a pot, and see what happens.
What?
That could be fun.
Yeah.
But I think we know how that ends.
Be great for us, though, right?
Yeah.
Wow!
Well, the Jailblazers were wonderful for our business.
Let's go.
For sure.
Let's put together, what is the all-sketchy team in the NBA that we could assemble?
You're a loser.
I think, I don't know about sketchy, but I think Derek Queen, like, they are in line to maybe get Derek Queen from Maryland.
And by all accounts, that dude's a grade A yes.
Oh, dude, he is a, yeah.
He do pay us the money.
That's him.
That's him.
And then Jaw, for sure. Like, it has to be attainable, though, right?
Yes.
Zion, for sure.
Yeah. By the way, you could go get Zion right now for a ham sandwich from New Orleans. They don't want anything.
Who else would be on that team?
I'm trying to see. Like, that have, like, that are just like, oh, man, you went out and got him? I'm trying to think.
You put that team together, okay?
I know. I'm working on it.
Kyrie? He's kind of straightened things out.
Yeah, he's kind of figured it out, though, right?
I think I'd want Kyrie.
Yeah, I don't, he's less of a problem now. He's just kind of damaged goods through the injuries.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Trying to think, we could go get, we'd have to get like maybe a Jordan Poole.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, who's the dude for
Ooh, how about this? What if we got Jordan Poole and Draymond Green? We reunited them back.
See, I want Draymond Green. I like him.
Yes, but it'd be even better with Jordan Poole. We combined them. Let's go.
Maybe throw a Dylan Brooks in there.
Yes. Let's go get Dylan Brooks.
Dylan Brooks and Draymond. Let's see how that goes.
See, now we're talking, boys.
Who's
with Ja and Zion?
Is Kelly Oubre? Isn't Kelly Oubre kind of viewed as the like a?
Ooh, what about Beef Stewart?
Ooh, he's out there.
Dude who punches everybody.
He's out there throwing out lefts and rights.
Ivan Stewart, right there.
No, it's not. It's not Ivan. It's
Isaiah Stewart. Yeah, that guy.
Go get some Kyle Kuzma to go along with it too.
Everyone
hates Kyle Kuzma.
You want the ultimate give up?
Yes.
Get Kyle Kuzma.
Look, the young folks of Portland. Let's add Josh Giddey to this mix.
Oh right? Boy.
Why not? Be a big fan of the Portland nightlife. We throw Giddey in there. I like where this is going.
I don't.
Dude, I am all for this. 100%. And then we get like you need to get like one. Isn't Chris Paul looking for a team? We go
Wasn't he interested in Portland?
We go get Chris Paul to like be the leader. the voice of reason.
And then for the balance, do you think we get like a Jared McCain who does like the finger nail polish and the TikTok dances just to kind of like even
Grayson
things?
Allen's got to be out there. Where's Grayson Allen? Ooh. Now? We go get Grayson Allen out there.
Watch Paul.
Do you think we could get Westbrook?
Watch Paul. Oh, well, yeah,
he's available.
He's going to opt out. Watch Paul and Billups lead them to a title. Yes. And they were like, all they needed was a little guidance
and
from two great point guards.
It's actually pretty neat.
And I'm not certain, but I believe, I saw a list of NBA free agents this offseason, and I believe that Ben Simmons is one of them.
Oh, yes.
Wow. What a team we're putting together.
This...
And you could get all of that.
Who wouldn't want to watch this team?
You could get all of that for next to nothing because nobody wants any of them.
I am so all over this. Yes! Ben Simmons is a free agent.
There's our point guard.
Make Portland great again.
The all Enigma super team.
Bring back, is Bob Whitsitt still alive? Bring back Trader Bob.
What about the Birdman? Can we get him out of retirement?
Deal some meth?
you know.
Yeah, go get, we rehire Neil. He's still around here somewhere.
Yeah, we'll bring Neil back and tell him what to do.
We've got to bifurcate those two things.
Keep him an edict. All right, we'll be right back on The Fan.
Guys, move on.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.